Well, Henry Ford Health announced that Margaret Anderson, the interim president of Health Alliance Plan HAP, will assume the permanent role of president effective immediately. And there has been a number of major advances under HAP. They surpassed goals for both member growth and financial stewardship in 2024. And they serve 476,000 members across the state of Michigan. And now the new president joins us this morning, Margaret Anderson. Good morning. It's so good to have you. Congratulations.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me.
So talk a little bit about what this means for you, what it means for HAP, what it means for Henry Ford, because there's been a lot of growth recently.
Yeah, so I'm excited to talk to you today. So I've been in this role now for about just under a year. And we really have been on a growth mode and a growth trajectory. And as part of our support of that growth in the Michigan market, we decided to go through a rebranding exercise most recently. And so we announced yesterday that we've changed our name and we are now Health Alliance Plan by Henry Ford Health.
And when you stepped into the interim role about a year or so ago, what were some of the biggest immediate challenges you knew you had to tackle first?
Sure. Well, we had some, you know, certainly some issues relative to our government programs, products, just with all the changes that are happening from a compliance and regulatory standpoint. So we did have to address some of our pricing challenges and our product offerings. And then also just making sure that our brand was well recognized and that we were well known to people that were purchasing healthcare so that we were in that consideration set when people were looking for options for their healthcare of choice.
Well, and healthcare is, there are so many different changes happening now, obviously. The technological advancements in the industry are certainly playing a role here. How are you overseeing all of that now, and what does it look like in the next 6 months, year, 18 months down the road?
Yes, I think it's evolving, I mean, literally by the day. And so we've actually been working very closely with Henry Ford as our enterprise strategy, and we take a look and say, how can we look at this from both the provider-physician side and from the health plan side? And what are some of the things that we can do to improve consumer experience? So we're very thoughtful when we look at these opportunities and really want to look at the full continuum of the impact. But technology and artificial intelligence certainly is playing a role. Where we're seeing it showing up first, I would say, is in like our customer service centers, with the increase our ability to answer calls faster, to be quicker with responses, to help, you know, really leverage that technology to help our customer service agents. So that's where we're at today. But we're constantly evaluating and evolving our AI strategy.
And Madam President, HAP recently expanded, I understand, its network with 15 new hospitals, over 1,300 providers. What gaps were you trying to fill with that expansion?
So we moved, we've expanded up into the Upper Peninsula, just south of the Upper Peninsula, up into Traverse City and Petoskey area. So we have rounded out our network there. 96% of all providers in the Lower Peninsula are in the Health Alliance Plan network. So really important to note, while we are partnered with Henry Ford Health, we've, you know, been part of the Henry Ford Health family for 40 years. We do still accept and still do participate with 96% of the providers in Michigan.
You've been in different roles in places like California and New York. What separates Michigan from some of these other states where we've seen some bigger issues in the healthcare field? What makes Michigan different?
So I think it's interesting. I think you have to call out that you do have the dominance of one major health plan carrier here in Michigan. That's a unique situation as it relates to the Michigan market. Typically, you see market shares, you know, the most dominant player would have maybe 30 to 35% market share. Here in Michigan, we have a player that's at close, I think, to around 65%. So that certainly plays into the dynamics of the market. And I don't think you've seen as much of the national presence as some of the other markets have, such as like the Aetnas, the Uniteds, and Cignas of the world. So it's interesting because when we talk to consumers in Michigan, they really are excited and interested in talking to local regional people that know their market, know where they live, know what their unique needs are. And so that's a space that we're really stepping into.
And I know Henry Ford Health emphasizes equity and serving vulnerable populations as well. How does a health plan like HAP actively support that mission?
Yeah, we are very active in that space. In fact, yesterday we announced a community grant to four different organizations in Detroit as part of our Health Alliance plan by Henry Ford Health rebranding. We've donated $150,000 to really activate the brand and get people out there, have our employees out in the community. So one of the things I'm really excited about this year is all of our employees at Health Alliance plan have a goal of participating in two of our community outreach activities that we activate in the community. And so, people are really excited about it. They're really looking forward, to getting out there and really engaging with our consumers and our members across the many communities we serve.
Well, we are so excited that you get to scribble off the interim on your business That's card. Right.
Thank you.
It is the Health Alliance plan by Henry Ford Health, and it's Margaret Anderson as the new president. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations again, and we'll talk very soon.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. Very cool.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Stellantis CEO Antonio Filiosa is set to unveil major new strategic plans this week as Stellantis tries to rebrand. Listen, they try to reshape. They try to refocus what they've been doing.
Everybody will have their eyes and ears open for that.
Yeah, and it's expecting something on the line of they have to fix the plan that they have going forward.
Mm-hmm.
They want to simplify the portfolio. They want to make sure that they are adapting to the changing industry, not chasing, a ghost through the EV space, right? While still being aggressive. You can't take your eye off that ball.
No.
But the demand just isn't quite there yet, and they're going to focus on a number of things like hybrids, things like that.
Yeah, you need to have some different products, some new products, and I'm sure the dealers are looking forward to that as well.
Yes. Particularly those Jeep dealers.
Yes.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. And maybe bringing some of those prices in line a little bit.
Yes, sir.
It'll be very interesting to hear what he has to say. All right, we're going to take a break. 8 o'clock hour coming up. We'll get you caught up on the headlines. Also, the Late Show is going off the air this week.
It's a
changing landscape in late night television. We'll talk about it. Also, Donald Trump with an unlucky bedfellow for Trump RX. It's next.